following show is closed captioned for the reality impaired. The Jerry Bader Show.
Jerry Bader Show, 906. Live from Nicolet National Bank, Rib Mountain Drive in the Wausau area. Chris, what's the, do you remember the exact street address again?
Of course not. 1845?
8245? No, all right. Tell that nice young lady.
Just yell it out. It's
okay.
3845.
3845. We were so close except for the part where we weren't.
Across Rib Mountain from where Sam's Club is.
Okay. Right there on Rib Mountain Drive. So there you go. We are here for family and children with cancer. And let me just, I've got about 4 minutes here before Mark Daniels, filling in for me today, interviews. Jason will play the Mike McCarthy interview. Families of Children with Cancer, for those of you who are not aware, affect families in the central Wisconsin area. Now, you may know that my show normally comes out of Green Bay. I'm in the Wausau area for this event today. About 6 years ago, my show became affiliated with Families of Children with Cancer. It is exactly what the name implies. It is a network of families who've had a child diagnosed with cancer. And they offer a number of types of support. The first thing they offer is emotional support. And look, here's what you're going to face. Now that you've heard the words no parent ever wants to hear, my child, you know, your child has cancer. Nobody ever wants to hear that. You're going to feel like you're the first person to ever go through what you're about to go through. They walk you through that. They provide emotional support. Now, they also provide some financial support. Oftentimes, one parent has to give up a job, long hospital stays. That means hotel stays or constant trips. So they provide gas cards. In the summer, this show does a radiothon to help out with that. And that's very, very important. This time of year, we still ask for your money, cash, good as always. And by the way, when I got here at the Rib Mountain branch of Nicolet Bank, there was a check from a WSAU listener, a loyal listener from Loyal, $200. That's a wonderful start. We ask for a couple of things. We do ask for money, but on December 7th, they're having their annual Christmas party. And for the families who take part in that, and again, they do serve families into the Marshfield, central Wisconsin, even into the Wausau area. For families who are involved in that, it might be their whole Christmas. You know, I mean, listen, this country is in the middle of a debate over how much health care costs. Actually, it's not. It should be. We're in a health insurance debate where we should be in a debate about how much the provided health care is actually costing you. But a conversation for another time. So you know how much that is. Can wipe a family out. And you get maxed out in a big hurry when you're talking about your child needing ongoing care. Juvenile leukemia is a big one. There are a number of others. So this Christmas party provides gifts for the kids, is a meal. And the more money you provide and the more gifts you provide, the bigger a deal it is for them. And it includes the siblings, not just the diagnosed child. So I have been going to this thing for years. It is just, it's an amazing thing. In fact, if you go to jerrybadershow.com right now, you can see the things that we need, $10 to $15 gifts from 6 months to 18 years, trucks, dolls, board games, big box gift card, you know, big box store gift cards for teens. You can see it all there. You can also see a really cool video of last year's Christmas party and our involvement in it and what it means to those kids. That's why I take the show on the road, because this is so important to me. And, you know, I consider this show, the listeners of this show, they're friends. And you don't want to hit your friends up too often, or they're not going to be your friends anymore. You know, we all have a friend like that. Really? Again? I mean, every once in a while I get it, but really? Again? So we don't. We do it twice a year. This show is free every single day. You can listen to it on the station you're listening to now. You can stream it. If you miss it, you can catch the podcast at jerrybadershow.com. You can do all of that. twice a year, we hit you up as a friend. Twice a year. And this is really the first full-fledged time that we've done it in the Wausau area where we have been at a location, a business location such as this. So we're hitting you up. We'd like you to come out, bring cash. If you're just hearing about this, we've promoted it on the Wausau station all week. I've been talking about it all week. But if you're just hearing about it, you can come out to the Rib Mountain branch on Rib Mountain Drive. Would you say, Chris, it's by the Sam's Club?
Across from the Sam's Club, Becca's Cafe is next door. We're a couple of blocks down from the Hobby Lobby. So real easy to get to.
Okay. Yeah, wonderful location. By the way, thanks again to the folks at Nicolet Bank for hosting us. They are fabulous. So if you're in the Wausau area and you're listening, now if you do have time to go pick up something nice for the kids, we'd love that. If you've already done it, that's where we are. Come on down. Or if you can't do either of the above, but you'd like to help out, and yeah, you know what? Listen to Jerry every day. He brings me the information, the perspective that I need, so I'm going to give something back this one time. Would love for you to do that. Stop on by, say hi, bring something nice for the kids. If that's a nice cash donation, we'd appreciate it. If you did manage to pick up something for the Christmas party, again, new items only for medical reasons, please do not gift wrap them. We'll be telling you more about that. We're going to get to what happened with the media and Sarah Palin here in the Wausau area yesterday. But as always, this week with Mark Daniels, time to talk with the coach, Mike McCarthy.
Hi, this is Mark Daniels sitting in for Jerry Bader, and it's my pleasure to welcome the head coach of the Green Bay Packers, Mike McCarthy. How you doing, Mike?
I'm doing good. How's everything, Mark?
Not bad. Kind of fitting this week. I'm the veteran backup being asked to come in for Jerry to handle the interview this morning. Mike, what's it been like these last couple of weeks? I know you talk about you're going to see hurdles and adversity every year, but you're in uncharted waters here with what's going on at that QB position.
Well, I mean, it's part of our game, and you know, it's a great opportunity for Scott, but, you know, I think it's important, you know, frankly, from our football team, we don't need to be worried about Scott Tolzien. He's going to do everything that he needs to do to do his job on Sunday. He's had a great week of preparation. He puts a lot into it. You know, it's just important for our whole football team to go out there, step up, and make sure we play to our ability.
What have you learned about Scott from being a guy in the room to the guy you're preparing to start?
You know, I haven't learned a whole lot because you can see from day one his work ethic. So he pours everything into it. But what I do like about him is, and I guess I have learned this week and really starting the game on Sunday, you ask him a question, you get a direct answer. There's no hemming and hawing. You know, he has an opinion one way or the other. He does a very good job eliminating gray area out of conversation, which is particularly important when you're calling plays or building a plan for a quarterback. So he has a pretty clear vision of things that he's comfortable with and things that he's not comfortable with.
Well, we were talking to Scott this week, and he's not living in the players' lounge like he was in San Francisco, huh? You're not finding any of his dirty laundry laying around the building, are you?
Not that I'm aware of.
But that tells you something about the kid, doesn't it?
He loves it. He's taking full advantage of his opportunity.
You know, and I think it's got to be understood that, like you said, you're not worried about Scott. Everyone else got to be worried about what they're doing, and that's going to be the key to Sunday in New York, isn't it?
Definitely. I mean, this is a team game, and you know, all three phases need to step up. You know, the offense needs to run the football, control the clock, put points on the board. Defense needs to get off the field on third down, and the special teams needs to win the field position battle. And it's as clean as that.
Have you addressed the fourth quarter thing any differently, Mike, over the last couple of weeks?
It's been a continued focus. So I don't know how differently you can really address it. So I mean, it's something our football team's very, very conscious of.
All right, and let's look at the Giants. This is a team you know pretty well for not being in the same division, but four straight years now you've gone against these guys.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, we've had some big games against them, and we've played very well against them, and we haven't played very well against them. So, you know, there's plenty to learn from. And just go back to the game last year. You know, that was probably our worst outing of the year.
And, you know, we talk about Eli Manning having some struggles, but I think I was talking to Tremont Williams. Says, you know, I never look at numbers. I look at the tape, and we know full well what this guy's capable of.
Oh, yeah. No, he's the guy's won two world championships, and throws a lot of anticipation. He's playing with guys he's played a lot of football with, so they're healthy, and you know, this will be a tough test for us.
And how's your health? I know it was a tough blow for Casey Hayward when you announced that it's going to be multiple weeks for this kid. Here's an all-rookie performer that just hasn't been able to get out there this year.
Yeah, that's a tough deal. I mean, Casey's really had one of those, unusual seasons. I don't know if I've ever seen that. I mean, he hurts his hamstring the Monday before training camp starts, and it's just never been right.
Hey, Mike, you got any thoughts on the news that JerMichael Finley is going to undergo the surgery and his intention to try and come back and play football again?
Just as far as anything with JerMichael, I mean, there's something that you'll always sit down and do what's in the best interest of the athlete. So he's going about it the right way.
All right, Mike. Well, best of luck on Sunday. Let's get off the snide and get back home and get that winning feeling going again, all right?
All right, have a good day.
All right, thanks, Coach. Green Bay Packers head coach Mike McCarthy getting ready to take on the New York Giants on Sunday.
Follow Jerry on Twitter. Go to jerrybatershow.com.